Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. You could tell. You could tell who does this regularly, yep. Who doesn't. Mm-hmm. Guys, what is up? The boys are back. Episode 105 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 14th. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Sammy Stats is here.
What's going on, everybody?
Dollar Dale not here this week. It brings me great joy to say hey.
I thought you.
To our favorite, to our most favorite unpaid intern. He ain't paid. He won't be paid. That's how it goes. Shout out intern Jose. Jose, welcome back.
Happy to be back, everybody.
Guys, I'm Marcos. And again, we are the Bare Minimum Podcast. All the socials, the Bare Minimum Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, the Bare Min Pod, Twitter, at the Bare Min Podcast. Venmo, always open, at the Bare Minimum on Venmo. Sponsors, voicemails. A voicemail is really important. We love hearing from you guys. And now that we're doing this again weekly, especially getting into the Bears season, I'd like to hear. Maybe I'd like to get a little Hard Knocks recap from one of our lovely listeners. See what you guys are thinking. We'll get into what we're thinking of the series so far. But, you know, we'd like to get some feedback from you guys, too. So if you're looking to leave a voicemail, it's thebareminimum@gmail.com. You can also always send one of us an audio file. It's fun times. My boys, how the hell we doing?
Doing well. I got a quick note from the corrections department.
Like,
in a note.
Cuffs? Corrections? Like, state corrections?
No. Oh, more like of stat like a, corrections? Like, you stat fucked up.
Okay. I fucked up?
Not you, particularly.
That's still the corrections.
I fucked up. Not season 3.
Oh, yeah.
This is season 4. Last week, said season 3. We're actually in season 4.
Oh.
Oh, Lord of Jesus.
Shout out to the corrections department. We don't pay Jose, but we have a corrections.
Oh, because it is the year that, because we 21, 2, 3, 4.
This will be our fourth year podcasting. Faux. Is that what that means?
Fourth bear season.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
What do you mean?
This will be our fourth year podcasting. Is that the same as this was our fourth season?
Fourth season being covered.
Yeah.
It's in the years of our Lord.
Checks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get to follow the
Sammy
actual
Stats,
numbers.
Producer Jake.
It's 4. Math minor.
IT major. Jose, where the hell you been?
Dude, busy with work. You know, just watching some of the Packers highlights, you know.
Shout out Aurelia Gloves.
Yeah, shout out Aurelia Gloves.
Shout out.
Check finally came through.
Shout out to
the check clear.
Shout out the boys.
Yeah, just happy to finally be back in town and talk some football with the boys.
Yeah, have you felt about your favorite football team this offseason?
I'm so fucking excited.
You kind of living high?
I'm so high right now, especially with all the Vikings injuries too. Just makes me feel that much better that we won't be fourth place if worst comes to worst.
Quick question.
It's going to be hard to be fourth place.
Dancing on a grave, this dude.
Yeah, fuck them, dude. I hate Minnesota. The Vikings in particular.
They're so nice, though.
They're good people, but I hate Vikings fans.
Okay, no, fair. Fair. Yeah, nice. That contract.
How do you feel?
I've been really excited that you were going to be here because I wanted to get into
this. Did we want to wait on that?
No.
This is the time.
Yes. This is vibe check. How's the vibe? Jose, how's the vibe?
Not a lot of Packers talk here.
A lot of money.
A lot of digits.
For how many games?
For 16.
Started. Game started.
17.
Game started, brother.
Game
19. Right?
I thought it was like 10 games.
It's not.
Started?
Maybe it's not like...
No, he started.
He played a full season.
Like good games. I guess that's what I'm getting. Like good games.
Come on. What's a good game?
You know? How many wins?
What, 300 yards, three touchdowns? You guys haven't seen that in like 2 decades.
Okay. We also have not given a quarterback any money.
We gave him a lot of money.
Wins per million.
We're at about like a...
It's a small number.
Yeah.
No, fraction.
But would that contract end up being 4 years?
Like $5 million per win.
What was that contract? I don't have a computer because, of course, this fucking thing updates.
256
I think
or
it's
something?
Like 45 a year without the signing bonus.
Highest annual?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's accurate.
Computer's back.
She's alive.
Computer's back.
You know, you got to invest in your homegrown talent, you know?
Right.
Coming off a great year. Some say he should have been MVP.
$220 million.
You know, doing that with such a young team that's only going to get older and more experience.
For 5 years?
I believe investing in the youth. Mm. I'm cool with that.
Is that 55 a year? No.
It's 55.
Oh, my God. You guys paid him 55
a year. And a $75 million signing
so
bonus.
Like if
still have 20 more cap space.
Of course.
I think.
Because the cap isn't real.
The NFL.
The cap is so fake.
NFL and the cap is... It is capped.
The Saints wouldn't exist.
The cap is capped.
Put that on a shirt. That's
I
a
enjoyed
shirt.
That a lot. That got me good.
That's the new DeBare minimum shirt if we
the
ever
cap
get in
cap.
Trouble.
So,
cap is cap.
So take your Green Bay pack. Take your owner's hat out of this, right? Because you are an owner, right? Let's assume that, like, let's assume he was not a Green Bay Packer. If this was a... this was a JJ contract given to JJ McCarthy, a contract given to, it's tough because there's not many of those examples of like the 3 year. Yeah, he's dead. The guys who sit for 3 years and then get paid in that fourth year. So like, it's hard for me to like put it, but let's say he was just on another team. Like how much of this is a bit, I guess this is a safe space here.
It's not a bit.
You promise?
Look, his stats last year were fantastic.
Cause I've known you a long time and this kind of seems like a bit.
But like, no, it's not. I'm just
you're just happy to be
excited.
No, we're gonna have a days since Jose's last bit counter on the wall.
Do you remember the Daniel Jones contract? Dude had like
$40 million a year.
$40 million a year based off of like 14 touchdowns and 10 picks.
Yeah, no, that was dumb.
Like when I saw that, I was like, what an absolutely regarded contract. Why would you send that? Why right? So $40 million, that makes me feel a little bit better because it's only $10 million more a year from Daniel Jones.
So that's how you're rationalizing.
That's how I'm rationalizing.
This is only $15 million more per year than what Daniel Jones got.
That's like two
so this is
players.
Therefore a good deal.
Now, granted, it's more than Pat Mahomes is making.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should
more
focus
than Joe
on Daniel
Burrow.
Jones.
But that guy bought half
more
of
than
the
Josh
Royals,
Allen,
so he's fine.
Yeah, I mean, he is the richest man in Wisconsin now. Outside of Mr. Menards, that's about it.
I was going to say, yeah, John Menard's a billionaire. And a stingy one.
The Fleet Farm brothers.
I'm worried. I am worried. Blaine. That's a hell of a lot of money to give to.
It's big
to
of you to admit that.
Yeah, I mean, and then we have everybody got to get paid soon, including all the young wide receivers, so you're able to get away with a contract like that next year because the salary kicks in next year.
The NFL has a quarterback contract problem.
They absolutely do. It started with Joe Flacco. There's no reason why a quarterback should account for like 30% of your salary. Makes no sense to me. But yeah, no, super pumped. I think that this sets in the quarterback, you know, rivalries for the next 4 years within the NFC North. I'm pumped. I'm glad to invest in Jordan. This is share owner. It makes me feel happy.
And so as fans of like the team that hates you and your fans stinking guts,
you guys should be happy.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked about this contract.
Currently.
I think it's one of those like this is a much different feel than like every time that the Packers would make Aaron Rodgers the new highest paid quarterback in the league and like, 2 year extension. Every time it was like, well, 2 more years of just torture, 2 more years of being a hostage.
It's at least three losses right there.
Yeah. But like at this point, like it is what it is. I guess like we're gonna find out, but I think we're stoked about this. Can you guys hear the cicadas?
I can hear the cicadas in the mic.
This is not an April podcast. This is not a you think these cicadas, these seasonal cicadas showed up and we're like, who the fuck was here? Someone cooked here.
Kayla and I had the same conversation. We were sitting outside last night and they were just buzzing. And I'm like, damn, these are the country cicadas. Yeah, they're like, where'd all these suburban cicadas go?
Who the fuck was here?
Who came through and drank all the beer in the fridge?
Fucking A, man. Guys, do you guys see the Olympics has wrapped up officially? Do you guys see the closing ceremony?
Did not. Had no clue that they actually happened. Tell me.
A lot of it is gimmicky. It's the big like party for all the athletes and stuff, and well deserved. You know, you guys did a great job. You trained and you deserve a party.
Yep.
Unnecessary is the Tom Cruise passing the baton.
Tom Cruise was awesome.
How does he insert himself into all of this stuff?
Of course, he's putting the rings on the Hollywood sign and he's jumping out of a plane and doing the Tom Cruise run.
Fucking
love him. Dude. I know he's a crazy Scientologist. I love Tom Cruise. I think he is objectively funny and just as a his existence. Like when he showed up at the Women's World Cup game and he's just in a box, like they just scored some sick goal and then they immediately cut to Tom Cruise. First thing not the player celebrating, boom, Tom Cruise, what's your reaction? And I didn't know he was there. I'm sitting in my chair, Amy's next to me. I'm like, oh, they scored, sick. Oh my God, it's Tom Cruise.
Nothing was more emblematic than like an event hosted in LA, you know, the Olympics hosted in LA, and obviously like the US in general, like Tom Cruise is our spokesperson right now. He's our nation's ambassador.
It's him and Snoop Dogg.
They're just going to hand in hand.
Oh, yeah. Flavor Flav just inserted himself in there too.
Flavor Flav.
Sponsor. He's a sponsor.
Big time sponsor.
Big of many things.
Women's water polo. Yeah.
He paid one of the throwers, one of the track and field. I think one of the female throwers paid her rent or something like that. Bronze medal. He was willing to, or he gave Jordan Chiles or whatever a bronze like clock gold medal.
Would you rather have a bronze medal or that bronze clock?
Bronze clock.
It's one of a kind.
Many people in Paris were given those bronze medals. Not many people were given the bronze clock.
Yep.
You know, has anyone thought that maybe like Flava Flav is like,
wait a second here. Don't you besmirch.
I'm just saying it's a little convenient that all of a sudden there's a lot of good pub for Flava Flav. I feel like the other shoe is going to drop here soon, and he's really just trying to get the public on his side.
No.
For something.
New season?
No. Big time plot twist.
Flavor of
plot
Love
twist, Flavor
four?
Of Love season oh, is it four?
This is all a plan.
So, right?
This
my
is all
God.
A plan.
Season four.
Four. It's a little too convenient.
We didn't talk about it last time, but how Luol Deng just
South Sudan,
dude,
single-handedly
got the boys
like,
going,
funding and coaching South Sudan,
a good team,
into like a program.
So I watched when they did the tune-up game, and they almost lost to. They did the exhibition game, and they almost lost to South Sudan. I watched a majority of that game, but I kind of like, you know how you have it on in the background, so I never really pieced it together. But it wasn't until they were playing them in bracket play that like then they do a whole thing, and I see him, and honestly, like that's one of those like former Chicago athletes that like I see him and immediately warm and fuzzies.
How
every time
like
I see Luol Deng, I just am like, dude, that guy.
He's the only Bulls jersey I own.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. He's honestly well deserved.
Yeah.
Like that guy is just, I love that guy.
He's like the consummate professional. He does everything right.
He's
such a nice guy.
It. He's very like Peanut Tillman vibes for me. Like that's how I feel when I see Luol Deng. Gave us his all, doing great in his post-playing career. And you just wish him nothing but the best.
Doesn't
so,
his mom still live here too? Like in Chicago or something like that?
Oh,
like
I didn't know.
He moved her out here.
Oh,
like,
that's
a whole
awesome.
Thing at
that's
one
awesome.
Point. At least
awesome.
That was a story.
Oh, and he funded the South, like Jake said, he funded that South Sudan program by himself. Like that's his
incredible.
Money, building gyms and doing all that thing. Fantastic.
Undersized team
money
too.
Right there.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck those guys. Just
paid
remember
man.
Just remember though that Garmin Pax could have traded Luol Deng for Kobe Bryant and they said it was a non-starter. So
they were great.
Fucking
man.
Miss Garmin
Pax. I would have
they
liked
great.
I would have liked Kobe a lot too, I think.
And he was all right.
Guys, anything else you want to get into here? We got a lot of Bears stuff to get into.
How many mock drafts have you done? Marcos. I'll start with you.
Okay, I've done three.
Sam?
I tried to do one the other day at work, and I failed. So I got through pick one.
Jose?
Three or four.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done about
just
three.
Started.
I did one. I do it every year. I do one with an early pick, one with a mid-round pick, and then one with a late round pick.
I tried to do a late round pick one, and then I got distracted because it just didn't work out. So I'm pretty blind right now. To this whole thing, real cameraman Sean situation.
Draft season. Jake, have you done any?
I wake up every morning, a shotgun a beer.
Do a mock draft. Kiss Amy goodbye and go to work.
Have a beer on the way to work.
Getting prepared. Getting prepared for the beer league.
Are you ready for fantasy football season?
Oh, yeah.
More importantly, are your significant others ready for fantasy football season?
Oh, we have logistics planned for the draft and everything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yours is into it, though.
Yeah, yours has a team.
Yes. Yeah. No, she is a rider for that. Yeah. It's a good time. A
little different over here. A little different over here. Not big sports balls enthusiasts.
It's okay. You got the challenge, though.
Fuck yeah, guys. Challenge is back. Season 40. This is challenge
season 40?
Eras.
Season 40.
So this is basically they
Johnny
are
Bananas
like,
on it.
No, I don't believe Johnny's back, but like CT's back. You got a
point.
Nah, dude, Johnny's a big time star now. You got a bunch of old names. You got some of the new names. This is like an Eras thing where then obviously like.
Plus, didn't Johnny just do the.
No, he didn't do All-Stars.
Oh. CT did All-Stars.
CT did, yeah. Dude, it's this
well,
is going to be a really
I thought,
good
did
one.
Did he do Legends? Well, what's the one where they like if like where your elimination was against a former like pro.
Oh, where he's like a that's just like he's been like mercenaries before, like where they come in and like
that was the most in a more recent season. Though,
a couple seasons ago now, yeah. But
it goes so fast.
No, dude, this is I'm so stoked. That's what I'm gonna do tonight when I go home. Watch him challenge. We're gonna dive right in, guys. Anything else here? Then we move on. Again, we talked about sponsors. We talked about voicemails. Venmo is always open at TheBareMinimum. Voicemails, you can send us an audio file, leave us a call. It's TheBareMinimum@gmail.com. Guys, we talk about the Bears, and we got a lot to talk about. We talk a little recap. So Bears beat the Bills in their second preseason game. You had a 33-7 final score, an absolute shit-kicking, an absolute demolition of a playoff team in the AFC, and your ones looked good against their ones. Let's address the big, massive, raging, throbbing elephant in the room. Which one of Caleb Williams' 6 completions was the one that gets him into the Hall of Fame?
Cole Kmet's sideline.
That one was nice.
Sideline dark cameraman didn't even know where it was.
Was that, was it 6 completions? I can't remember now.
I thought it was 6 or 9. 2 drops.
Solid amount.
Don't forget the drops.
Yeah, those are important. Those don't count against him.
I count them as incompletions. Inaccurate.
In my stat book, it's like he never even went to the plate.
Well, and it was just like, it was nice to see Caleb do a lot of those things that like you had heard that he can do. And just obviously like it itched, it like satiated the itch for a little bit. You know what I mean?
I forgot what it looked
great
like.
Great word. You're doing words again, aren't you?
Thanks, I'm back to it.
Yeah.
Back to it.
It looks so weird to see a Bears quarterback like confidently stand in a pocket. That's the clear thing that stood out to me is every time he dropped back, he just was there. Not like shuffling, like just head up downfield the whole time.
The slide with the pressure and then
escapes when he felt it.
What was the best one for you where he stood there? Because personally, I think it was the screen.
It's the third down.
The shovel type thing.
The
that
first
was incredible.
Completion on third down.
To DJ
long.
Moore?
Yeah.
That's my,
long.
Don't get me
the
wrong.
The comeback route?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That
the stick route or
well,
whatever.
And I said in our text thread where every quarterback before that on the Bears dumps it off to Khalil Herbert or is short of the line of gain. I made the sacked. Well, I made the joke. I was like, I didn't know you could actually throw for the line of gain on
that
third
was very
down.
Funny.
Because that, I mean... Justin did it all the time. Mitchell Trubisky did that all the time. It's like third and 10 and you're throwing it 7 yards.
Yep.
And I just think like, so of all the plays, like the screen pass was really neat, you know, and it's a screen pass. So like, I get it. There's not like, he sold it very well. The rolling to the right pass to Cole Kmet is just an unreal throw. Like basically he's floating. That's like a Derek Jeter shortstop jumping type of throw. The most important or most impressive, I would say, is that DJ Moore like 3rd and 12 conversion, because what it did was it showed you that like, dude, it showed you that processing. You literally saw him stand there, go through progressions, look off DeMar Hamlin, RIP in peace, look off DeMar Hamlin, make him think he's going to the linebacker, and then fit it into a tight window. The scramble play was really nice. It was cool to see Caleb Williams end a big run with that slide that we had just seen them working on in last week's Hard Knocks episode.
It's fun.
This is not good. This is not good.
It's not going to be good for your health.
This is not good for my health.
It's going to be special.
This is not good for my health.
It's coming.
I'm already super excited about this. I can only be let down at this point because sky is the ever loving limit. I heard Big Cat say it, and I think like Jake talks about his overwhelming feeling. My overwhelming feeling, I can't, and I feel so stupid. We should feel so stupid in ever thinking that Justin or Mitch were actually the guys.
I can't blame me for thinking for drinking a little Kool-Aid
in my formative
years.
It was also funny because Mitch came into the game and then did what
Mitch stuff.
What he does. He like
it's so Mitch.
Third and 11?
That's so
it
Mitch.
7 yards.
So Mitch.
It's like, God damn it.
That was fun to see from the other side of the ball.
Yep.
Very nice. Very refreshing.
Who's our guy that got 3 sacks on the defensive line? 2.5.
Austin Booker.
Austin Booker.
Yeah, Austin Booker had 2.5.
And Hardy had 2.5.
Yeah, dude, he's been a pleasant surprise.
Bamiga.
Fifth round pick.
Bamiga.
Mm-hmm.
He had 1. Kareem had 1.
Pickens
had 1.
I don't even know everybody that had a pick, but I was just going to talk about Austin Booker. Fifth round pick.
I have a note. It says, I didn't want to. It was hard to word these.
Okay.
But I said Austin Booker might just be the correct kind of project pick.
Oh, it's definitely different, and it takes the pressure off of him being a project pick like Leonard Floyd. Like Leonard,
that was a project.
Leonard Floyd was a project pick that you could not afford to, like, that was not the right time to take on a project. You got a whole house that needs work, and you guys were taking on a bathroom remodel.
You also don't want to pay your project. You don't want to pay your...
Hey.
You don't also don't want to pay your...
I need therapy.
Pay your project a $15 million signing bonus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
When did we draft him? Was he like 4th or 5th?
No, wasn't he 7th or 8th?
I thought he was 10.
He was the top 10 pick. I just can't remember draft. He was like 7th, I think.
That was the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He was a first-round pick.
That was the...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, he was a first-round pick, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He was a top 10 pick. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He was like
God.
7 or 8.
He was.
That was the Mahomes draft.
No, because that
Mitch.
Oh,
Mitch
was
the
one before.
Was that the Aaron? Was that the Aaron Donald draft?
It was the Aaron... Yeah, but Aaron went way earlier than that.
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. You guys may have been like 13.
Either way, it wasn't good.
Yeah, because Donald was... You guys may have been 14. Donald was 13. No, wait. No, you guys drafted an offensive lineman that year when Donald was picked.
Either way.
Gabe Kareem,
I mean,
maybe?
No, that's
Gabe
super.
Kareem.
That's
oh,
way
geez.
Too.
Aaron
that's
like
that's old.
12 years.
When was Leonard Floyd drafted?
I'm going 2017.
I thought it was a Big Ten boy.
2016.
Leonard Floyd was drafted in 2016.
2016.
He.
7th overall, right?
Googling.
11?
He was a 9th pick.
9th.
Okay, we had it surrounded.
I'm grabbing the entire...
Yeah, do that.
But either way, Booker was a what round pick? 4, 5?
Yeah, Booker was a 4th round pick. And, like, the consensus on Austin...
young.
The consensus on Austin Booker is that he's young. I think he only had about... What was it? I think
season
he had, like, 300 snaps. And
yeah.
He had, like, 300 snaps played at, Kansas.
Kansas, and he had... It transferred. It didn't play a full season somewhere, something like that.
So he's green. He's about as green as you could possibly be. But those Austin Booker is the prime example of what this regime likes. They like fast. They like athletic. They like people that they like young guys that they can kind of mold and teach, you know, this new bear way that you're seeing or whatever. Like, he fits the bill for what these Bears are looking for. And honestly, dude, if you find somebody that can that like looks as promising as he does in the 4th round, come on now.
This was the Laremy Tunsil draft.
Oh, the gas mask draft?
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't fall far enough to us.
On
though.
That
no,
gas.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He fell past us.
Yeah.
You fucking idiots for a little weed. Now all of your players on the team can smoke it and they don't drug test for
it
anyways.
A lot of weed.
It was
big.
It was
a big gas mask, dude.
He's a big guy. He's a big guy.
Big guy, big gas mask. You would think a lot of weed's going to do it.
Big guy.
Yeah. So defensive side of the ball, like Austin Booker was a nice story. Really, in general, I think a big story for us this season is going to be like how nasty this defense is. Like,
yes.
Jalen Johnson looks like he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. The whole like 100 game or the top 100 players in the NFL and him being left off it, even though he's all pro, he's Pro Bowl cornerback. I mean, one of the highest paid corners in the league, and you don't even sniff the top 100. Like, that's a guy that like
unbelievable
plays better when he's got that chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
So cool, dude. Give that dude all the bulletin board material you need to. Like, Saturday's game was just a good example of the new direction that this Bears team is going. And it's really hard to pump the brakes when you see like just exponentially leaps and bounds better play. And just, it looks like a football team. Last couple of years, we haven't really looked like a football team. And you kind of like Jose does, it's a bit, you know, you kind of like convince yourself that this is good.
It's not a bit.
I don't know, brother.
YMCA football.
Yeah. So, I mean, that game was good to see. I'm excited for another game against the Bengals here coming up. Anything else on that Bills recap you guys want to get into?
Can I just say Caleb looks, he's the real deal. You guys got,
I don't know how I feel about this coming
QB.
From you, but
I've loved Caleb for the last 2 years.
Okay.
I even said you guys should trade Justin Fields like 2 years ago just to tank for Caleb. I think he's.
We tanked with him, which is
I didn't think you guys
cooler.
Could do that.
Even better. Even cooler.
You guys got your franchise.
Well,
kicker.
It was. I mean,
oh yeah,
it was the Panthers.
I would
didn't really matter that we tanked.
Yeah, it didn't even have to tank.
I would be so shout out Lovey. I would be tanked so surprised if Caleb is not the guy. Like, just at this point, like he continues to impress not just media people, not just us as Meathead fans, but like you hear teammates, you hear other people, like the Hard Knocks clips of like refs coming up and introducing themselves and stuff. There is clamor. There is
aura.
There is a vibe with this guy that you just can't help but be excited. And if we got to wear it down the road and it doesn't shake out, fine. Like at that point, how the hell were you ever going to guess that? Because the writing really looked like this was the guy.
Yeah.
It's no reason to not let yourself be excited. Dude, that's what I've accepted. I was like, I'm going to be excited. And if you get to make fun of us down the road,
yes, sir.
It'll be hilarious. Yep. And vice versa. Whatever, dude. But God damn it, I want to be excited.
I've ate it before, and I'll eat it again.
I'm an expert in eating it.
Can I ask you guys then, over under 8.5 years as a Bears QB?
Oh, that is a great
question.
I
got a follow-up question after we answer this one.
I would say over.
Because over is bear for life, if Bears you think about life. It.
Well, I mean... 5 years on a rookie deal with an extension probably happening in that fifth year because they're smart and they're going to try to keep this cost of if Jordan Love, God bless you guys, if Jordan Love gets $55 million now, Caleb Williams is about to make $65-70 million in 5 years. So you keep him at 25, the fifth year will end up being, like $26-27 million or something like that. That's your window. You have 5 years. Out. You have 5 years before things become just completely constricted. And after that, if he does end up being the guy, it's another 5-year deal.
You know what? We need to get him a supermodel spouse.
He's got a supermodel, not a supermodel, but she's...
But we need supermodel money in the picture for team-friendly deals.
No.
There's a team out east that actually like won a shit ton of Super Bowls on quarterbacks with... quarterback with a team-friendly deal.
Oh, you did?
Follow-up question to the win or to the years one. You asked me this question when we drafted Mitch. You asked over under 4 playoff wins in his career, and at the time we were all over
for sure
over. So I ask you,
I think that's still sitting at 0, right?
I'd be willing to do it. Like I'm not going to. But I'd be willing to commit to like one of those dumb like you can take my pinky bets. Like you can like take the tip of my toe type shit. Like that's how confident I am that, and I'm not going to do it. But like that's how confident I am.
Face
like,
tattoo bet,
Caleb.
Divisional conference.
Get to keep your limbs.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is going to win a Super Bowl with the Bears.
Oh fuck!
Oh yeah,
it's gonna fucking happen. It's over.
Is he a mush? Like, what is the lure?
Caleb Williams is the deal.
The Jose lure.
Even if he's a mush, like that's the thing. Even if he is a mush, like Caleb's that good that he's unmushable.
He's unmushable.
He is.
He's
mush
idiot-proof. He's so good.
He's so good.
Oh, I just saw his.
He's so good. He's something different. He's something different. Come on. He's something different than everything we've ever seen. Yeah, dude.
You just can't say
no,
things.
No, you
like
stop.
You can't say things like that.
You can't,
you
say,
can't
things.
Say things
you
like
can't
that.
You guys
like
can't
that.
Say things
Cut
like that.
Cut his mic. Cut his mic. Just pull
it.
Just
I don't
move,
know which one it
move
is.
His cable.
He's a little rusty over there.
Just audio
there it is.
Roulette it.
I think you got it.
Oh.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm back. Hello? Hello? Check. Hello?
Well, now you know how to cut his mic.
Great. Guys, anything else on that Bills recap you want to get into? Then we move on to Bears episode 2 of Hard Knocks released yesterday. Released late, 8 o'clock Central, but we didn't get it until like 9:15. Unless you're 50-plus years old and you still have cable and watched it on cable. You know what I learned yesterday? I learned that HBO is still a channel for people who have cable.
Yep. Yeah, dog.
I thought it was just like, I thought it moved
streaming
to streaming,
only.
Like Netflix, like Hulu, like everything else. There is no Hulu.
Nah, you never get rid of your bread and butter.
The home box office doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, but like, I guess they just didn't, I don't know.
Go to a hotel room, the first thing I put on is HBO.
Every time.
All the time. Or ESPN.
Yep. ESPN, what's on? Then I check the 4 or 5 HBO channels to see if there's anything worth watching. Every single hotel.
So somebody at HBO Studios lost their job yesterday. RIP. I hope the search goes well because
probably one of the
streets was mad. Twitter. Bears Twitter was besides themselves.
Enraged.
Yeah, but Jake, you watched the episode. How'd you like episode two?
I mean, it's hard to say if the show's good or if I'm just a goddamn Bears fan, because the whole time I'm just like, yep, this is awesome.
It's just like tying up with knots.
Yeah, exactly.
just get that thing in there.
No, I mean, I enjoyed the episode. More football in this one, and which was cool. I think they started developing the storyline of the player that's going to get cut.
Yep.
Austin Reed?
No, Ian, the running back.
The running back.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't think so?
Scored two touchdowns.
There's four quarterbacks. There's four quarterbacks. One of them is getting cut. So that one's obvious. But I thought they'd try to plant the seed with that running. Ian Wheeler.
Can't catch.
But he also is like, yeah, I've got a backup plan. Like, I'm going to med school. And it's
not
like
bad.
And the whole episode, he was just getting berated by the coach.
The fucking running backs coach,
the running back coach.
He's just a real son of a bitch, man.
Dude,
that
was
guy
on his ass.
The whole time.
The whole episode.
But then he like, dude, Ian Wheeler scores like a 40-yard like rushing touchdown in practice. And who's like basically sprinting right next to him the entire time? The running backs coach. Literally open field. That's a football coach.
That's like some PJ Flex stuff right there.
Kai Spin,
100% football coach.
Kai Spin Hard Knocks for you, and like why I'm kind of a little iffy on this right now. So like, I've liked it because we try to consume as much Bears, like every literal morsel of Bears content that we can. But I've come to the understanding and the realization that like Hard Knocks is not for us. Like,
well, it's for, I mean,
it's for, and yeah, that's the thing. It's for everybody.
Right.
And
so
a lot of like, I like the football stuff. I didn't really care for the game too much because like I watched the game, so I don't need much of the recap except to like rewatch a couple Caleb throws, and that's great.
Yeah.
But like, I love the interactions between like Caleb and the other guys in the quarterback's room.
You don't need DJ Moore in a pool of sprinkles.
Brother, I don't need DJ Moore at the ice cream factory. I don't need Austin Reed, fourth string. I don't understand why they're developing Austin Reed when he's, like, there are two.
Cut. Well, dude, that's what they do. This is hard. That's Hard Knocks.
He's the Devin Cook.
Yeah. See, so that's my issue then. Is I was expecting, and maybe shame on me, but I'm expecting like, hey, we just drafted. Why are we talking about Austin Reed and that quarterback that we didn't draft? Why aren't we talking about the number one overall pick, the guy to save us all? Why aren't we talking? Even fine, I get that.
Yeah.
Why aren't we talking about Tyson Bagent, the number two quarterback, and his Shepherd story?
I do wish we had more Bagent.
Yeah. Like, talk to me about the guys who are supposed to be the number one and number two quarterbacks. We learned a lot about Tyson Bagent's dad last season and how cool that was. Austin Reed seems great.
How is that guy not in the show?
Yeah, like Austin Reed's dad and mom, like great people. They are typical Midwest sports parents.
Yeah.
That's who these people are. We've seen them a million times. Like, it's, there's just some things like I want more football stuff. Did you know that in two episodes they have not had a swear word? Nobody has sworn in two episodes. This is HBO. I get it. Like, and this
it's
is
also
again,
the NFL. Well, the NFL not, has a lot. It's,
are you sure about that?
100% positive. There's been none.
I believe it.
Even the Jalen Johnson, when he was upset about the hundred list snub or whatever, like he swore in that press conference.
Yeah, he did.
It was edited out in the show yesterday.
This is HBO, dog. Come on.
Well, it's HBO, but, and I think this is again the issue, and maybe it's on purpose. Maybe the Bears said, look, we told you guys we don't want this goddamn show. So you're going to, so because
set
the Bears
boundaries.
Have, the Bears have ultimate like editing, like editorial privilege here. Very well could just be saying, hey, we're just going to keep this as vanilla as possible.
That's
this,
a George thing.
And this will show you guys.
That's a George
like,
thing.
But like, not, this is just very,
like, sanitized.
This is very,
I don't remember them
sanitized. Very, yeah, Bears washed.
I don't
kind
remember
of.
That really remember them swearing in other Hard Knocks.
A lot of bleep outs at practice.
Cleveland.
Dan
practice.
Campbell? Guys, Dan Campbell said fuck every other word, and it's yeah. HBO. It's not bleeped. Literally the show before you watch Sydney Sweeney's titties. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, so I just don't understand. I don't understand like why it's sanitized to the point where like it's just watered down. But I get it. We got two more episodes to go, I think, at this point. I'm going to take them for what it is. I'll grab as much of it as we can. But I guess I'm just a little let down by, like, it's just very generalized. Kind of bland. I don't need DJ Moore at the ice cream museum.
It's Hard Knocks. It's never been really good.
I haven't liked this since the Ravens.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
My favorite one ever was...
Or Gruden.
Yeah, my favorite one ever was the Jets one.
Browns was good. I thought Browns was hilarious.
The Jets one?
The Jets one was
The
good.
Rex Ryan Revis, Jets one, the Revis Darrell Revis holdout. Dispute. Well, yeah, and I think that's really probably good. The issue, too, is like, and God bless the Bears and Ryan Poles and everything that they've done. They've put together a great team with great guys.
A lot of character.
Contract holdouts. There was no offseason shenanigans.
There's not a lot of drama.
There's
around.
No drama. Everybody's
it's hard to, yeah.
Yeah, so like I get it. Like that is probably why HBO has to then say, "Hey, DJ, let's take your kids to the ice cream museum," or Austin Reed, we're going to get your parents here or something, because I mean, what the fuck else are you going to talk about?
There's no Antonio Brown button.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Bring in a hot air balloon.
Bring in Antonio.
Exactly.
You know, we really
with
need
a fucking frostbitten toe or whatever it was. Yeah, dude.
Got to get the people riled up. Just bring Antonio in for a workout.
Yeah.
You guys remember the Browns coach, Wiley something?
Bob Wiley.
Oh,
yeah.
With his belly.
Electric.
The whole thing.
You think they stretch before they charge the beach at Normandy? Get in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, we'll consume it for the next couple episodes. It's been fun. We won't see it again for a long, long, long time. And it's a thing. Anything else on Hard Knocks? Guys, and we do a little look ahead. So right now, Bears welcome the Cincinnati Bengals to the lakefront on Saturday. This is preseason game number 3. Sounds like we're going to do a joint practice. I believe that's tomorrow. So that'll be Thursday, August 15th, doing one of those like joint practices, apparently like a 2.5-hour practice. From years prior, like the Bears did this with the Colts last year, and the Bears – practiced really well with the Colts last year to the point where they felt comfortable resting their starters because they got so much individualized work. So I ask you guys, are you okay with the Bears resting their starters on Saturday if you're able to get these big in-depth practices in here? What are your thoughts?
No.
I want to see more.
Play them.
I want to see more anyways.
Even if the
it's
Bengals...
a little selfish of me, but I want to see it.
What is Zach Taylor, I believe, is the...
That is correct.
Bengals head coach.
Most forgettable coach in the NFL.
Zach Taylor, I believe, already announced at the beginning of the week, he had announced that none of the Bengals starters are going to be playing this Saturday. So you're not going to see starters there. So is there a benefit to rolling Caleb and the ones out there
Cadence.
Against twos and threes?
Yeah. I think it's different when your quarterback's already established and it's Joe Burrow versus the guy who's played a quarter in an NFL experience.
I agree with Jake. It just has to put some more
reps
in there.
Keep it rolling. Keep him going.
Jose, what do you think?
I'm always for play them. I even play him in the week 4 of preseason or week 3 now. I think for young quarterbacks, it's important, especially with a new wide receiving core, or you know, obviously if it's his first wide receiving core, but you have to get that rhythm down.
If you don't want to, yeah. If you don't want to play like Keenan Allen or something, I'm like Keenan Allen's like 35.
And I mean, I recall this was like the topic of discussion last year too with Justin Fields. If I'm not mistaken, you guys lost week 1.
Yeah, well,
and the narrative was like, "Oh, why didn't we start then? Why didn't we get more reps in?"
It's true.
You know, I think a lot of teams always ask themselves this question every single year, but they forget like what happened the previous season. Obviously, there was some rust on the Bears' offense last year. I think it was evident on how he played, especially with someone that's new. You got to get him into that system, get him some type of chemistry with his wide receivers against real NFL defenses, and just go from there. You have to risk small injuries here and there. You have to. It's football. It's a violent game. I think just getting that chemistry and getting ready for week 1 with a team that I think all of you would believe looks very competitive on paper, assuming that Caleb Williams is good, yeah, make sure that he's prime and ready for that week 1 game.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you guys too. I think it's reps. I think it's reps for a guy that, like, that's what we need. Caleb and the starters in general need reps. You know what you're also getting, and it kind of ties into it, like you're getting healthy at the right time. You're getting some of these guys, Kyler Gordon, you got Tyreek Stevenson's coming back, Montez Sweat dealing with an issue right now, but apparently he's good. Nate Davis practiced in full again this week. So you're getting some of these guys that you haven't seen for a little bit. What better way than to like reacclimate them and hey, roll them out there against somebody else's number twos. That's fine. Go out there, give them a quarter. Show that, like, hey, we're putting you guys out there. You guys are our number one squad, and we're rolling you out there against somebody else's number two. So we expect you to not only, like, function, but dominate.
Yeah.
Go out there and dominate. Do what you're supposed to do. Take your pads off, hang them up, grab an earpiece, grab a Surface Pro, and have yourself a great time on the bench and cheer on the rest of your teammates as they fight to make a roster. But that's it. That's all I need to see. Reps, get out of there, and let's get ready for week one. Next week, I don't want to see anybody. Like, this should be the last game that you see starters. That last preseason game at that point is for the practice squad tryouts and all those guys.
For Austin Reed's parents, too.
And it's time. Yep. Let them get a full game of seeing their boy.
15-second scene.
Yep, before he sits on a practice squad all season. Yep. So, and then let's get ready for Titans week one, guys. Yeah. So nothing really else that I'm looking at here, guys. We got weather. We got rain tomorrow that might scratch that practice, that joint practice. So we'll see if that causes any decision changes or anything like that between Bengals and Bears teams. But other than that, we look ahead to Saturday and we see what we see. Anything else on the Bears you guys want to get into? Then we move on. Let's do a little Sammy stats question of the week.
I'm going to toss it over to you because I'm ill prepared this week.
I heard a conversation on the radio today, and it just it got me thinking. I forget who was talking about it, but they were talking about what are some of your favorite conspiracy theories? Some of your absolute just like go to like. I was like the Stevie
Sandy Hook.
Off top of my head.
Dolphin noise.
Were you going to say Stevie Wonder?
I was going to say Stevie Wonder.
That one's always on top for me.
He's not blind.
Yeah. That is a fantastic.
I think he's blind. He's just not as blind as everybody says he is. He says he is. I think that's the...
Just catches microphones as they're falling.
Yeah.
Incredible.
There's a great clip from Bomani Jones just on Around the Horn like years ago. I forget what it was, but I think it was like the Grammys. And he just walks up the stage unassisted, goes to whatever singer to like accept a card. And like he just goes into like, there's no chance a blind man is able to navigate all of that perfectly.
Yep.
No, that's a great conspiracy.
Did you ever see the interview with Kevin Hart and Dr. Dre? And Dr. Dre is like telling this story about how he was like working on a song and he sent it to Stevie Wonder to like get his thoughts and everything. And Stevie calls him at like 3:30 in the morning and wakes up and he's like, Dre, he's like, I got these notes. This is what I'm thinking. And he's like, Stevie, just because you can't tell what time it is doesn't mean it's not 3:30 in the fucking morning. And Kevin Hart just like loses it on this premise that Stevie doesn't know what time of day it is ever and could be up at any hour of the day. Like he's on his own clock. He just sleeps, wakes up whenever he feels like it, and that's his life.
That's awesome.
I like the conspiracy theory that so Fort Knox houses the United States gold supply. The government's like gold supply. That's where all of the gold is in the United States is in Fort Knox. And that's how the US dollar is backed. And when like housing market collapsed and they had to do all these bailouts and stuff, they basically used up their entire gold supply and all the gold was gone inside of Fort Knox. But they couldn't tell anybody because the dollar
would
be destroyed. And that's why in like the early 10s, kind of like late 2000s, all these cash for gold places were fucking everywhere. And that they were all set up by the government to reclaim
all the gold that they lost
and put it back inside of Fort Knox.
See?
Conspiracy. It's all
here the whole time.
That's not grandmama's necklace. It was here the whole time.
The Avril Lavigne died, and Avril Lavigne is not Avril Lavigne. They swapped her or whatever. I've always thought that's was funny because it's like, why?
That's a good one.
Who would know? It was same thing with Paul McCartney.
Yep.
McCartney's another one that they say.
She's too big to fail.
Yeah, way too
big.
Yeah, Avril Lavigne.
She's larger than life.
She's too big to fail.
Absolute idol.
Have you guys been to the Denver airport?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That's a fun one.
That's a good
that
one.
That is a weird horse, though.
Yeah. A lot of them are really weird. Yeah.
It's all weird.
Dead
man.
Babies in a cradle, like with a dude with a sword over him, all black, red eyes. Like,
yep.
It's very weird.
No big deal. Like just did a little shrooms before I drew this. No big deal.
Yeah. I hope the government likes it.
My favorite one is the Jewish space lasers. that caused that fire in Hawaii.
Oh my god!
2 years ago.
Jewish, what? Okay, go on.
It's I forgot what it was, but like I don't think he listens. But my boss, like, he came in one day. Is like, so those fires in Hawaii. You know, we think it's Oprah who's trying to move these people out to get beachfront property. And then they used Jewish space lasers to start the forest fire, the jungle fire. And like, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're busting my boss. And he's like, no, think about it. Like, it's kind of serious. Like, how they have the money to do that. And then, like, we went at it for like 30 minutes. And like, this guy is like
who's we?
My superior could fire me at any moment. And I'm just like, you're fucking out of your mind. They're like Jewish space lasers. And like,
don't lose your job. We don't pay you. Don't lose your job. We don't pay you. Come on.
It's okay.
Come
I'm
on.
Looking elsewhere.
Oh. But you really better hope he doesn't listen.
Yeah, I really do. But no,
it's going to be like, I heard you are looking elsewhere, but more importantly,
the back space lasers. Back to these Jewish space lasers.
The fuck is wrong with you? They're so real. Yeah, besides jet fuel not melting steel beams, you know, and George Bush Sr. being the director of the CIA and their cousin being a executive at the company that made the thermite that was the only thermite in the world that could melt those type of steel beams. It was just kind of, whole thing was a little bizarre. But other than that, JFK is pretty trippy.
JFK is
You ever seen trippy. The JFK
the Zapruder
and Abe Lincoln,
dog?
Like... The
secretary versus
the similarities between John Wilkes Booth and who
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, like it's a lot
in my bathroom.
Is that really?
It's hanging up behind the door.
Yeah, you could read
I'm,
it.
I'm sorry, I don't use your bathroom often. I will
have
to take a look.
They have like
the
same
after the episode. Close the door of my bathroom and read what's behind it. It's great reading material.
I'll catch up. Yeah.
Don't they have like
yeah.
the same birthdays and like wives with the same maiden name?
There's
or something?
Yeah. Yeah. So many like connections between yeah. the two.
Both used guns.
Yeah, it's like the
It'll
CIA
blow your mind.
Busted out like a
Speaking
like a
JFK,
thing a plan and they're like blew the dust off of it and they're like, hey, we can run this back. Like, we just have to change a couple names here.
I don't think you can say blow your mind when you're talking about JFK and Abe Lincoln.
I actually think that
gets insensitive.
That works.
too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
Yeah, I don't know. The Giants in Antarctica, that's one underneath there. You know,
always
aliens.
Love me a good Bigfoot.
Yeah. Area 51.
Chupacabra.
Yeah. Chupacabra.
I love Chupacabra. That's a good one.
Yeah, dude.
I'm afraid of that.
Democrats are lizard people.
Just lizard reptilians in general.
Yeah, just like what's
Hillary
going on with
Clinton's
that?
Clinton's a reptile. It's like,
like we've all seen Men in Black. Like, we know it's possible, but like, come on now.
Men in Black's actually real. It's a documentary.
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys remember the urban
you remember.
Myth? Or urban legend, I was talking to about recently with my coworkers, but that at night in Chicago, you can't blink your lights to tell
yeah.
somebody because some like a gang will like find you. Like,
if somebody
just, like,
has their
you.
Headlights off, like it's their initiation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those.
It was like a lights out story. Like, uh-huh. Yeah.
I was trying to explain that to my managerial staff, which are all foreign. And like, they were like, why would you guys believe that? That's like, such a stupid thing, but all of us are like, it made complete sense.
Yeah, I know. That's
hey, you're gonna get murdered gonna get for being
murdered.
A nice, a nice neighbor.
I
yeah,
get murdered.
Yeah. You want to get murdered?
I'm not gonna say Candyman.
Yeah,
like, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
That's awesome.
That's
good.
A good one.
Guys, let's move on from this. I want to circle back real quick because I forgot to talk about something in the Bears that I think is very important. And I'm actually very disappointed that I forgot this because I have it written right here. Number one, big circle bolt. I got a source. You guys know me and my sources.
Sources are hot right now.
Right?
Sources are hot.
All right.
Dude, he's just talking to himself in the mirror in the bathroom, and he's like, they're going to eat this shit up.
I beg to differ.
It's my source.
I have a source, right? And this source has made it known. I cannot put a name to this. I, for my protection and theirs. Bears ownership is looking to sell.
I have, since last episode, have no reason not to believe you.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Bears ownership is looking to sell. It's not It's not majority. It doesn't sound like they're looking to sell everything, but they're probably looking to sell at least 10% is what it's sounding like.
Probably the cash they fucking need to build a stadium.
Because I'm pretty sure that what's going on at this point is the Bears are probably accepting that Pritzker means it when he says, fuck off, we're not giving you any public money.
Yep.
And this isn't a Kansas City situation where like the governor's just going to say, oh, no big deal. We'll just like sign an executive order and give you the money anyways. Like, Illinois is going to tell the Bears to fuck off and pay for it yourself. So at that point, I wouldn't be surprised, and neither would my source, would not be surprised if the Bears soon sell at least 10% split equity and
like private equity. Who basically, are we talking?
Yeah.
So they're they're looking for $500 million, $600 million.
That source, funny enough, I heard it as well too from. Apparently, they have a meeting with Roger Goodell in September. And it's my understanding that any kind of sell and ownership, you have to meet with the commissioner's office.
Who the fuck do you guys know?
Yeah,
so, we heard it at the same time. Yeah. We're pretty connected. Our source is vetted.
My source says 10%.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is real deal, guys.
It's been 0 days since Jose's last bit.
I can't wait to get that made. God, Jake, we're going to hang that right here. So that's just to keep your eye on it. That'll be fun. If we're right on this.
Dude, spinning webs.
We're going to throw a fucking parade, dude, if we're right on this one.
Dude,
that source alleged he couldn't lie to the person that he told. I can't imagine that would happen. That would be a thing.
So you guys are hearing this word of mouth. So the source told someone who told you.
Yeah, but the source is.
Your source is two levels away from you?
No, the source is one level away from.
From you.
From me.
But also it's me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the source?
I'm the source.
So where. who's your source?
I can't. It's someone that I met on the phone for the first time on Monday. But he is.
You're just telling him how we make sausage. You're just telling him how we make sausage. Huh? You're just telling him how the nuggets are made.
I checked the receipts. I checked the LinkedIns. It makes so much sense. I saw.
I can't do this right now.
This is like
I saw a calendar invite.
This is like somebody like did like a paid for a cameo to call Jose. It's like a cameo of. I don't know, like Ryan Poles or something, like called Jose.
You saw the notes on the
desk.
It's
an AI.
it's an AI. Jose's been talking to an AI bot.
Just Grok, whatever the X is on it.
You were on a Teams call with someone, and they didn't erase what's on the whiteboard behind
that's
them.
It's not the Woody Page.
Super secret meeting, September.
If there's a 10% sell, question mark. At the end of the year, I'll gladly accept a beer for being correct.
We'll gladly give it to you guys.
You nailed Pedro Grifol, so
I did nail Pedro. That source was not Jose.
No.
Oh, but you just said this was the same. You got me in a blender now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jake? Do you know that thermostat says 79 degrees on it right now?
It's hot as hell right now.
It's telling you the temperature in the room.
Mike. Yeah, the windows are open, guys. The thing's off.
But it's telling us that it is 79 in here right now.
I understand.
Oh. Do you?
Yes.
He's like, the fan's on.
The windows are open. Fan's on.
I'm going to sweat through my fucking headphones.
Hey, guys, make sure to chirp Jake about this 79 degrees in the fucking kitchen.
That thing's broken.
Me too.
The oven isn't even on. What the fuck, dude?
It was earlier.
Okay.
Insane.
Yeah.
Guys, we move on. We'll do a little sports minute. So go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams.
Oh,
hey. Talk about the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake.
No news. Zero. Nothing.
No news is good news.
Nothing has happened. They are
enjoying summer.
Full off season. Nothing.
A lot of golf.
A lot of golf. Golf is happening. I think players are getting married. That's it. That's it.
Probably some boating.
Some boats, for sure. Lots of boats. Boats and golf.
Love it.
Boats and golf.
It's a good offseason.
Moving on to the Chicago Bulls. Also offseason. Also absolutely nothing. They do nothing to instill confidence in me.
I forgot while we were gone,
Since you've been gone.
I had a phone conversation with a rep.
You got
From the Bulls. It was because I bought like group tickets a while back and they were like reaching out, you know, to sell more group tickets. And they sent me a calendar invite for a discovery call. And in my head, I was like, they're about to discover my disappointment. And so I took this call and he's like, you know, just saying like, you know, do you plan on doing any more events, blah, blah, blah. He's like, what could we do to make your experience better? And I sat there for a second. And I was like, And
trade for a shooter.
Well, I was like, you can make the product better. And he's like, you know, I kind of led myself into that one.
Yeah, he did.
He was like,
you're like, is Billy there? Put Billy on the phone.
GM, this is what I would do. I was going to say, besides the team, but
they probably tell him to shy away from saying that.
Right, but I can't say that. So
this guy probably gets his shit.
Appreciate your honesty.
All day long.
I like the Josh Giddey trade, and I think this helps out the Bulls a lot.
I mean, I'm with you.
I'm seeing red.
Oh, God, Jose.
I look at the depth chart. I see dude.
Stop.
Dude.
What the fuck?
They said dude.
Reset the bit.
Wednesday,
reset the bit.
August 14th.
There has been zero
minutes.
Zero minutes.
Since we're into three bits.
What if this is the year that Pat Will actually does take that step?
What if this is better?
You make some fucking sense.
They normally do it like year four or five. Look at Kobe White, Lauri Markkanen. This timetable makes sense.
His stats were less than Lauri at this time.
It's really bad. It's really bad. But we can keep fooling ourselves saying that, oh, he makes it up on the defensive side because it's
the paw.
Invisible stats. It's the paw.
The paw.
Yeah.
But if you watch it, it doesn't really translate.
Jake didn't even spend his company's money on season tickets.
Name me a Bulls draft pick in the last 5 years that's done anything for the team. Kobe White. Kobe White.
Io is probably the best.
But like,
and even then, like,
it's a second rounder.
Yeah,
like,
it's nothing.
Our first round draft picks don't do what other teams' first round draft picks do.
That's the statement. Right
yeah,
there.
Like it's just
it's
Dalen
sucks,
Terry
dude.
Until we get rid of him.
Yeah, and then Lori goes and gets absolutely fucking paid,
yeah.
And you had. Here we go again. Here we go. I said nothing on the Bulls, and here we go again. Then you have guys like Daniel Gafford, and you have, who's the other one? Wendell Carter.
Wendell Carter.
Yeah, you got Wendell Carter. Who else is in Dallas? Was it Wendell? Who else on the, Derek Jones Jr.
Oh.
You had Derek Jones Jr., and then you had the other one, Daniel Gafford, playing like legitimate quality minutes in an NBA final. But I have Dalen Terry. Right, I have Julian Phillips, which he's young. I know Jerry's still out here, but like, that's what I have. You have Jimmy Butler elsewhere. I have Zach LaVine. I have Nikola Vucevic. He's good. He can shoot from three. In a past fucking life,
yeah.
Can
if he's in Florida,
shoot.
We need to change it. Make it. Yeah, that's the thing. We just semantically got fucked up there. It was like, oh.
Yeah.
He can shoot.
Yeah,
he won't make it, but he can rip that thing.
Yeah, man.
Euthanize me. Jose, anything else on the
Where's
Bulls?
Where's our Anthony?
No,
Edwards,
see red.
Man. I want to be happy.
See red. Moving on to the Chicago White Sox, producer Jake.
You were right. That was crazy.
That was nuts.
Pedro Grifol fired immediately after they won.
Literally not even 12 hours after the word left my mouth.
The plane landed.
That was crazy.
Jerry said, Chris Getz said, let me see you in my office. And that was it. Just gone. Next morning. See ya. Fuck, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank. I've had a beer.
Grady Sizemore.
Classic.
He's a cool dude.
Interim coach. Loses first game. Second game against the Yankees. No, loses first two games. They were both against the Cubs.
Lost two to
Loses
the Cubs.
First two games. Wins the third game against the Yankees. White Sox scored the most runs. They've scored all season and win their first game on a Monday all year.
Wow.
That is a stat I refrained from telling you.
We've officially.
That's
insane.
Yeah. So now, officially, every team in the MLB has won on every night of the week.
Wow.
It took
they were the
long.
Only holdouts.
They
huh?
were the only holdouts. They just couldn't win on a Monday for some reason.
They had a case of the Mondays for real,
dog. Yeah. I mean. It changes nothing. They're still dog shit. Best of luck to Grady Sizemore. Yeah.
So it's best of luck to Grady Sizemore, but from what Chris Getz said in that presser is that they're looking for a replacement outside of the organization and somebody who is in uniform right now. So that eliminates like AJ Pierzynski, and that eliminates Ozzy, and
that doesn't. It doesn't matter. Doesn't mean anything. Pedro Grifol was outside of the organization and in a jersey.
Gonna go get like Bruce Bochy. Like, what are you gonna do?
That statement means nothing. All it does is eliminate AJ and Ozzy.
Ozzy's gonna drink himself to death.
Tony La Russa.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
I was really hoping.
Fuck no.
That they would have been like, look, we're just gonna name Tony since he's done it recently. Tony La Russa like the interim manager for the last like 35, 40 games of the season.
There would be a riot.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys haven't rioted yet. If you haven't rioted to this point, like you've had two double digit losing streaks.
I was so prepared to go that game too against the Cubs.
It's a shame that they didn't, because at that point, like, I really wanted it. I really wanted them to just keep losing. Mm-hmm. That would have been really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. So much.
It would have been a blast. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I would have worn a bag over my head.
We would have been there for history. We would have taken pictures with Jake with a bag over his head.
And you would have been on Jimmy Fallon again.
Again. They would have been like, there he is.
There's that guy.
There's that guy.
Things have changed. Our guy's not looking too good. Let's go White Sox.
Yeah.
Jake, anything else on the Sox?
Nope.
Chicago Cubs. Do you guys want to do it, us three? So Cubs are 59-63, lose to the Guardians today. You are now four games behind. So four games back from...
Is it four now?
I think it's, right?
I think so, yeah. Maybe. ESPN
will tell me immediately.
From the last wild card spot, I think you're three or four. With today, I believe it's four. But, I mean, guys, you're four games under 500. You are... I'm really... I don't want to be mean, but it's really stupid of us as Cubs fans. Like, we're stupid.
Yeah.
Like, to look at the schedule for the next, like, 3-4 weeks and be like, oh, we play a lot of teams that are under 500. All we got to do is get hot. You think other teams aren't looking at us who are also? Remember, we are a sub-500 team.
Yeah.
You don't think other teams are looking at us like this is an opportunity to get hot because we play those regards?
It's not like... For you comedy fans out there, that's a callback.
I enjoyed that a lot, Jose. It's just, it's dumb. It's stupid. And I'm stupid.
I'm an idiot sandwich.
I mean, the thing here, guys, is like, does anything change?
We're 5.5 back from a wild card.
Oh, you're 5.5 now.
5.5 back. We're 9.5 back from the Brewers.
We're dead. We're dead, guys. It's okay. We're dead.
That's a lot of games. Yeah.
Yeah, we're dead.
The question is, like, yeah, like, no part of anything that the Cubs have done this season should instill faith that, like, they're all of a sudden going to, like...
Got some kids.
If I hear one more mouth-breathing, scabby, knuckled idiot say that Craig Timber's coming, that we'll fix it in September. No, we won't.
Missing piece.
We won't. You've had 4.5 months of this, and you know what you are. You are a 500 ball club with guys who actually, believe it or not, can hit their career lows all together at the same time for an entire season.
Why does it keep happening to us?
Because
we have not had an offense in years.
You know what
you
got to do? Got to fire Chili Davis.
He's fucking Chili Davis.
Wherever he is, we got to fire Chili Davis.
And be like, hey, you guys got to fire him.
Just the perfect scapegoat.
Hey, can you put Willie on the phone? He's like retired. He's at home. Hey, Mrs. Mrs. Davis.
Imagine the GM going to the podium having a press conference. We've made an organizational change today.
We've fired
Chili Davis.
Like, they're like, when did you hire
him? What?
Correction, we've hired and fired.
And
Chili
fired
Davis.
Chili Davis. This is the move we needed. They fired Shota Minaga's interpreter. That was
the call was coming from inside the house. You know?
Yeah.
It was us the whole time.
He had a Zelle account linked to what's his guts is.
Otani's.
Oh, shit, though. Son almost broke.
What are you doing over there?
He hit a peanut. He hit a novelty peanut. A novelty
peanut. I'm sweating my balls off, Jake.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
I'm trying to cool down in weird positions.
I'm waiting for it to go up to 80.
It's going to go up to 80. If we go back to Bulls talk again, it's going to go to 80. Guys, anything else on the Cubs?
It just came off the wall.
The studio's in shambles. Guys, anything else you want to get into with the Cubs, sports minutes, anything? Then we move on. We'll do a little schmegments. You guys want to do some schmegments?
We can do that.
Who can or cannot dog sitting for you? I will start dog sitting for me. dog sitting all the good boys and good girls in the afterlife, right? World lost a good one. Rest in peace, 84 years old. Rest in peace to Willie Amos. Do you know what Willie Amos is famous for?
Yep. You got mine, man.
Famous Amos. Mine. Oh, I took it? Son of a bitch. No fucking way. I thought there was no way.
Because he's 88 years old.
Oh, he's 88?
Yeah.
Oh. So Willie Amos died, the creator of the famous Amos chocolate chip cookie, arguably my favorite.
It's a good cookie.
Chocolate chip cookie. So hell enjoyable. Yeah. Famous Amos. So enjoy. Every time we go to Menards is the primo place because you can buy the big box, the big motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
That's the one.
Costco,
right,
basically.
So RIP Willie Amos, all the good boys and good girls up in heaven. Enjoy. Mm. Producer Jake.
Dog sitting for me is going to be, both of these are good. I'm going to go with Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson. I don't know if you guys watched any of the Olympic content via the Peacock app, but they had their own show every couple days where they just did like a comedy bit. They did highlights of all of the Olympics and just like roasted everybody. This is where the clip came from last year, because last year it was Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg as where the clip came from. They were watching the equestrian. And Snoop Dogg's like, that horse is crip walking, cuz.
And Kevin's dying.
Kevin like loses it. Same show, just Kenan Thompson this year. Very funny. Big fan. Okay. That was it.
I was saying.
Who can watch my dog? I don't know how I was recommended this, but there's a CBS.
CBS or VS?
CBS. Okay. Grouping of four analysts that cover European soccer. And it has Thierry Henry, who, if you're a soccer fan,
sir,
football fan, he's one of the best. Micah Richards, Kate Abdo. And I can't recall the other
Kate
guy.
Abdo.
Kate Abdo.
Kate Abdo. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We can't let too many know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That show, to me, might be the only thing that is on the same level, if not better, than NBA Tonight. And I've just been watching old. I know it sounds blasphemous.
NBA Tonight or Inside the NBA?
Inside the NBA. Inside the NBA.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
Their chemistry is incredible. I'm glad I finally started watching them, even though it's not really that prime season for it, but that crew, that grouping of four people, it's some of the best like sports content that I can probably say I'm now finally watching. So good. Highly recommend if you're a big soccer fan to watch them.
Sammy Stats.
This is dog sit, right?
This is who can or cannot dog sit for you. Sorry about that.
I was like, what am I hearing?
I didn't know my speakers worked on this computer.
That's why he's the producer, right?
That's producer.
So he didn't know how to cut the mic.
Or how to transition.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sammy Stats.
Yeah. He's like, this one ain't coming out for a week. You hear that?
Edit and upload.
Dog sitting for me is the creators of this emulator that we got on our phones right now.
Fuck yeah.
Because nothing has glued me to my couch after work like this thing in a long time.
I'm in deep.
Yeah, yep. It's rough, man. Yep. It is so cool.
Sam got us a Game Boy emulator on our iPhones.
Oh, that's so
free.
Sick.
We're all playing Pokemon Crystal.
Yep.
I'm playing Gold.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Actually, we can complete the decks.
We're in deep.
That's so sick.
We're in
deep. Dude, I'm in deep. I'm on like the eighth
tier.
Jose,
I'll show you. It's
also
perfect.
Playing Mario Tennis. That's also just a go-to.
How is Zelda? I never played it.
A lot of fun.
I never played it for Game Boy.
It's a little different because like you don't have the buttons like an old controller. So that's the hard part with like fighting.
So
you know, that's why
you have
like,
to be accurate. That's why the Pokemon.
That's why Pokemon's
easy,
really easy because it's just menu selections. But even then, still, it's
what?
Dude, it's we are so deep in this. Right,
I see where you're at, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Hatchet.
Hey! Hey!
That's awesome.
Takes one step. It's a boy!
Yeah!
Get the cigars out, dude.
Smooch them.
Smooch them.
That's fucking awesome.
Wait, I got a... You got a smooch them from the daycare guy?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I got the Tyrogue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What should I name my smooch them?
Smoochie.
Smoochie kiss. Yeah, smoochie kiss right there.
Wet one.
Wet one would be great. Yeah.
Sloppy.
Guys, this is a child.
Well, my what's your rival's name?
Smoochie.
What'd you name your rival?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What do we do?
Let it be an actual name of, like, a real rival of yours in real life. Like, you're just going to, like, air your fucking grievances.
That umpire
right
at softball.
Yeah, my rival is Benji.
Yeah, my rival is Benji. I made my character's name Ligma, and his name is Balls.
You're a manager.
Mine's Poo.
You have employed. Shit pops off, they call you. Let me put my phone
down. We'll send you the link.
I'm grinding with Ligma.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
dude.
Android. It's, damn.
Is it not Android?
No, you could do it on your PC. It works on.
How do you know it's not Android?
Because both my brothers tried it.
No.
They're green bubble folk.
You green bubble fuck. Guys, who's this week's not that guy? I will start. Okay. Who actually is that guy for me this week? Is that guy Steph Curry? Steph Curry and that fourth quarter stretch that he had, I mean, just single-handedly, like, put that team on his back, like that big France matchup at the end, just three after three, just incredible, like an all-time Olympic performance.
That dagger.
Just, and the night-night, the night-night running down the side, like in front of the world
Carmelo
to see.
Anthony right there just hyping him
it,
up.
Yeah. Legitimately, yeah, like, Steph Curry deserved that moment. I think he's a very, and it's tough to say because, like, dude, people love Steph Curry, and, like, it's very evident how good he is, but I don't think people appreciate and understand just how good Steph Curry is and appreciate, like, that performance as an all-time Olympic great performance on a team that's full of Hall of Famers and, like, guys who have just done it forever at a super high level. So Steph Curry, for me, totally that guy.
Yeah.
Sammy Stats will bring it back your way.
Yeah, those guys, there were guys passing up open looks at the end of the game
to pass the ball. Oh, yeah.
Contested. It was incredible.
Step back over Wemby and somebody else. I can't remember who it was. Just unreal. Like, if you look at the arc on that shot, the
might
fact
have
that
Gobert.
It went in.
That was
might
insane.
Have been Gobert.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, good pick. Good get there. Not that guy of the week this week for me is Chase Claypool. Not going to play football this year because he's hurt. So that guy sucks.
He's on IR, right?
Yeah.
Season ending.
Yeah, that guy sucks. I don't like to cheer injuries, but that guy sucks.
That guy does suck.
Yeah.
He really, like, actually sucks.
Yeah.
Jose.
Not that guy. The Caesar Sportsbook. So I found the most stone cold guaranteed lock of the century bet.
Of the week.
Of the century.
It's
of the
been
week.
0 days.
If you have a Caesars account, and if you don't open up one, bet everything, the house, your mother's house, on
entire
Romeo Dobbs over 550 yards.
550. It's
550. It is robbery. I'm waiting for my reimbursement check to come in right now. As soon as that comes in, it's going all onto that bet. If I'm wrong, I will pay you back. I'm so confident that bet's going to hit. So Caesar Sportsbooks,
add that to the takes sheet here.
Yeah, add that one for sure.
550 or 550 and a half.
What's max bet that you'll cover us for?
I don't know, probably like 50,000, but I'm poor. I can't afford it.
I'm poor. We have.
Oh, you mean max bet for me for reimbursement?
What's max? Yeah, like
I'll give you guys $100.
I'm gonna throw
$100
on that.
It's a free roll, baby. That's how confident I am.
Get that in there.
Intern Jose, obviously he's side hustling elsewhere.
It's no, this bet's going to hit.
Stone cold.
Lock of the
mega
century.
Lock of the century
of the week
of the week just century. Like all your F1 bets hit too, right?
Yeah, you had
those are just stone cold.
Those are just stone cold.
Those are cold.
Those, those are stone
cold.
Yeah,
you had Botas.
They are cold
winning.
Cold.
No, I did not have Botas winning.
Yeah.
How many units?
I'm gonna bet
his house. Didn't you hear he's about to bet your house?
150.
No, I meant the Botox.
Oh no.
He's
Jake,
a driver.
Who's this week's not that guy?
It is a that guy. I'm double positive here. That guy is Austin Reed for his conversation with Cole Kmet. big Love Island fan, Austin Reed.
See, I just didn't need that.
stand by him in every way. Love the conversation. Cole Kmet's like, yeah, my girlfriend's got me hooked on this show. It's called Love Island. Austin Reed's like, oh my god, I love that show. Which one? The UK or North America? And he's like, there's two.
Yeah. What I enjoy moments like that where somebody's like, oh, I really like this, and then they happen to be telling somebody who's absolutely obsessed with it, and they're like, oh, you mean blah blah blah. It's like, oh, you're big time. I meant I just kind of liked it. Sorry. Yeah.
He's like, it's a train wreck. He's like, oh, I know. It's the best train wreck.
I watch it religiously. And Cole Komet's like, religiously? And you could tell he's kind of like, well, like, you know, not kinda super religiously.
No, but every night.
Every night we just watch it, and we watch the old season before we watch the new one again.
Good get.
Guys, anything else you want to get into? That was fun. Guys, it's going to be a wrap on episode 105. Next week, big week, big announcement. Next week is going to be our schedule preview. It'll be our season preview. We'll kind of go around the NFL. We'll talk about division winners, picks. We'll go through the Bears schedule game by game. Sammy Stats won't be here next week, but he'll send us his picks, and we'll go over those guys too. Maybe we'll find a way to use some technology and get you involved with next week. We'll figure it
out. Might be able to do it.
We'll figure this out, guys.
Depends on schedule.
Dalladale, we love you. Hopefully we see you soon. All the interns, love you guys. Jose, always a blast, dude.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for the bits.
See Red, bear down, and I love you guys.
See Bears.
Bears. Jake likes it fucking hot, dude.
Yeah, that's this is ridiculous.
What? It's not even that hot.
You know how
it's
hot the
80 degrees though.
It's 80. Yeah, stupid. You know how hot upstairs must be. If it's 79 down here, upstairs. Está caliente, bro.
There's a window unit.
Heat upstairs. Rises, dude.
Heat rises, dog.
Amy's up there just.
Bears.
Bears.
It's Bears. Bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
The boys are back.
Go ahead, get down.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
How big are you on sports?
Get down, girl, go ahead.
Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk. Bears.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Cavs. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys. Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, never. Your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating. Yes,
the Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.
I'll hang up and listen to your response.